With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The man hired to guide the federal government's grizzly bear recovery program retires at the end of this month. Albert O'Brien reports.
Chris Servine says he has profound respect for grizzly bears. The outgoing grizzly bear recovery coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they're a tough, resilient animal that can thrive if just given a fair chance. Servine also describes grizzlies as a magical species.
Anytime anybody's ever seen a bear, a grizzly bear in the backcountry, they can tell you some minutest details of that encounter. And seeing grizzly bears burns that into our memory.
Servine's been the government's point man on grizzly recovery for 35 years. The Fish and Wildlife Service listed the lower 48's grizzly population as a threatened and endangered species in 1975. The agency hired Servine to shepherd the bears through the lengthy recovery process in 1981.
I had just finished my PhD on grizzly bears in the Mission Mountains. During that time, I had helped with the creation of the plan, adding biological information. And, you know, I considered it a great honor and a challenge to do that.
Servine says there are now about 2,000 grizzlies in the lower 48. He says the Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide ecosystem populations are recovered.
You know, we have three times as many bears today as when I started, and they occupy more than twice the range that they lived in when I started. And so we've come a long way.
Not everyone agrees with Servine's assessment that grizzly bears are doing as well as they are. Some biologists say the Yellowstone grizzly population is poised to crash due to climate change. Servine's retirement announcement comes just weeks after his agency proposed delisting Yellowstone's grizzlies from the endangered species list.
I am fit and healthy. I like to fly fish. I like to spend time backpacking in the Bob Marshall and the Scapegoat and go and see bears in the backcountry, and I want to do that with my two sons. I've put in my 35 years, and I've done my best.
Servine, who's 65, steps down at the end of this month. Fish and Wildlife Service bear biologist Wayne Casworm will fill in as acting recovery coordinator. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.